I do not look like a hooker. I do not look like a hooker. The mantra rang false in my own head. My clothes were wanton, and it was a struggle to conceal my embarrassment at being so exposed. My fingers twitched to tug down the hem of my far too short PVC skirt, but I stopped myself just in time, smoothing my hands down the slick material instead. I fought back the urge to grind my teeth. Don't fuck this up, Silverman. I was supposed to appear imperious, utterly confident, and in control. Recalling the videos I had studied online in preparation for this operation, I rearranged my features into something I hoped passed for haughtiness. Out of the corner of my eye, I noticed Miller's full lips quirk upward, as though he found my efforts amusing. The irritation that flooded me nearly ruined my coolly remote expression. I had been on the receiving end of that look from Smith and Clayton plenty of times, and while it was annoying as hell, at least they had the years of experience in the field to make their cockiness bearable. Reed Miller was a rookie. He had only just been assigned to the New York unit of the FBI 3 days ago, straight out of Quantico. The fact that I had been partnered with him only further proved how little the men thought of me. Hell, this whole assignment was an insult. Busy work to make the weak little female agent feel useful. Miller and I had been sent into the BDSM Club Decadence to scope out the place for drug use. Once we gathered evidence tonight, the FBI would give the NYPD the green light to bust this place. But the truth was, there was no need for the FBI to be involved in this reconnaissance mission to begin with. Sure, I had been assigned to the Violent Gang Task Force, but that job entailed investigating drug trafficking and mobsters, not arresting people for partying too hard at a club. The NYPD should be dealing with this, not us. I should be out kicking ass and taking down scumbags, not dressing up like a whore and using my feminine wiles to gather information. I smothered a decidedly unfeminine snort. Feminine wiles were definitely not one of my strong suits. Case in point, I wobbled on my ridiculously high heels. I was accustomed to sensible shoes, damn it. These boots were ludicrously impractical for chasing down bad guys. Miller's lips twitched again at my obvious instability on my feet. That bronze skin and glossy black hair might be appealing to some women. So might his strong jaw and full-lipped smirk. I, however, was impervious to his overt masculinity. He grated on me too intensely for me to ever find him attractive. He wouldn't be able to use his good looks as a distraction when it came to me. I resolved to spar with him in the training room as soon as possible. He wouldn't be nearly as cocky once I knocked him flat on his ass in front of the other guys. His impressive musculature told me his superior strength would give him an edge. But I had learned how to use my small stature to my advantage in a fight. I would have him pinned before he knew what hit him. Now it was my turn to shoot him a secretive, pleased smile. He quirked an intrigued eyebrow at me, evidently impressed by my confident expression. My smugness only increased. Miller might think he was special because he was some badass dominant, but it wasn't all that difficult to affect the necessary arrogant attitude. My boss, Kennedy Carver, had personally recruited him to the New York unit to run this op with me. Kennedy insisted that someone who was experienced in the lifestyle accompany me. There were now so many doms in the New York field office that the excessive testosterone was sure to suffocate the rest of us. It was becoming more and more apparent that Kennedy had a hiring bias. I supposed I should feel lucky that diversity initiatives had likely forced him to take me on. With my female anatomy, I was basically a required hire, a fact that only further got my hackles up. I would rather know I had earned my position through my own merits. I straightened my shoulders. Miller might think he was going to carry this op because he was a real dominant, but I had done my research. I would show him that his pretentious attitude was easily mimicked rather than being some elusive, special quality that made him somehow superior to me. Proving myself was going to be an uphill battle, but I would be a respected field agent, goddammit. To be honest, the videos I had found on the seedy underbelly of the internet led me to believe that dominants were simply people on a power trip.